So today the topic is 100 brachas a day. There's a Gemara in Menachos, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Tanya, Hoya Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir said, Chayav Adam Mevarech Mea Brachos Kogel. A person should make 100 brachas every day. Shenema, as it says in the Pasuk, Va'atva Yisrael, Mo Hashem Lokecho Shelmen. What does Hashem require from you? And Rashi brings down from Chazal, when we say Mo Hashem Elokecha, what does Hashem ask from you? You don't read Mo, but you read Meo. Meo means 100. And the pasuk there carries on Kiyum Nires Hashem, in order to fear Hashem. So a way of coming to fear Hashem is by saying 100 brachas a day. Now, the Bahag writes in his Minyan HaMitzvahs, in his counting, he lists the counting of 100 brachas as one of the mitzvahs, which is quite a surprise, because the brachas, as we know, or most of the brachas, are mitzvahs. Okay, when you say brachas, say benching, that's daraisa, but when, lasek mitzvahsara, people say it's daraisa, but the ikka numbers of brachas which we say are mitzvahs, how could he therefore include this as one of them? And the Rambam picks on this in his Sherish HaRishon. And he says that the whole pasuk of Mo Hashem Shalomim, of what is Hashem asking from you, it's an asmachto. It's not really a din taken from the Torah itself, but it's an asmachto. It's something which we rely on from the Torah to give strength to this din derabbanon. However, the Sefer HaManik brings down that the tradition of saying 100 brachos a day comes from Moshe Rabbeinu himself, that there was already then a tradition. The Torah in Arachayim, Simon Memvov says, from Rav Nitroi, he says that there was a takona made by David HaMelech, who observed that there were 100 people dying every day, and in the Sefer Kolbo, the Nusach is there were 100 bachurim, young men, dying every day, and he decided he had to do something about it, so David HaMelech made a takona that people should make 100 brachas a day. So although there is this written by the Sefer HaManik that it was earlier than David HaMelech, the general opinion seems to be that it was David HaMelech who instituted this, although the Sefer HaManik holds that it was done earlier than that, but it was forgotten about, and it was reinstituted by David HaMelech. So you can ask the question, at the time of David HaMelech, there still was not the text of the Tefillahs, which we now have. It was the Anshei Knesset HaGdola who formulated, at the time of Ezra, the Nusach of the Tefillah, the Shemoneh Esra and the Brachos and so on. And if you work it out, there must have been at least 500 years between David HaMelech and the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, because the first temple stood 410 years, and the goddess was 70, and so on. However, at that time of David HaMelech, people just davened their own nusach, whatever they wanted to daven. People made their own brachas, whatever they wanted to make, they said. So there was such an idea as making brachas, except that there wasn't a formal text as we now know it. We now benefit from the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. So it's a very important thing to try and say 100 brachas a day. Sometimes it's not easy to fit in extra brachas. Well, I remember at my own wedding, usually people have 7 brachas after the meal, and at my wedding there were 8, because there was one clown after the Brachi Agafen who lifted up his Coca-Cola and said, and it was the same tune, and it was part of the fun. Anyway, once I was serving at the bar at a kiddush, and a fellow comes up to me and asks me for a whiskey, and I gave him, you know, fair amount, and he says, no, fill it up to the top, I need enough shiur in order to make a bracha. Well, in actual fact, you don't need a minimum shiur in order to make a bracha rishono. It's only the bracha charono where you need to make a bracha, but that was his excuse for wanting his extra whiskey, gesundheit. You need to have a revius of whiskey to say bernafoshes if you can survive that one. There is the story told about Rav Zonnenfeld, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, who once sat down and asked for an apple and a banana. Sounded a bit odd, but his reason was because he realized that the day was coming to an end and he wanted to make sure he did his 100 brachas. Then suddenly there was thunder and lightning, and he made the brachas over those, and he said, it's okay, I don't need my apple and banana anymore. Right, well, the idea then behind the 100 brachas a day, which the Chachomim made, was that you remember your Creator always. That brings one to Yiras Shamai. The Rakeach writes that the effect of saying 100 brachas a day is to counteract the klolos, which are written in Sefer Devarim, there are in fact 98 klolos for those who are sinful, and by making 100 brachas we will be mevatel any klolos which come our way. In fact, the Rekeach writes in Siman Shin Kaf that Hashem already discussed with Avraham Avinu when he said, "B'moed Akir Hashem, how do I know that my descendants will inherit Eretz Yisrael?" He said, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, what zechus will my children have to be miskaimin ba'olam?" And he spoke to him about Kechol Yeglo B'Shuleshes, and that your children will be bringing korbanos in the Beis Hamikdash. So Avraham Avinu asked Hashem, "But after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, what will happen to the Jews? What will keep them going?" So Hashem said to him, "They will be making 100 brachas every day. When they say their 100 brachas a day, they will be regarded as having all the korbanos." And that's why the takana came about. Yeah. Well, the 100 just rounds it up. I have seen written the phrase 100 klolos, but it's an approximation. To be precise, it's 98. So we say, well, 100, and you've got the smachta of Moshe and Lokecha Shalom. There are a couple of phrases here and there which have the gematria of 100, right? Like the word lochein, lochein emol v'nei Yisrael, or him nino senos brisi shalom, where we've got that phrase, and one or two places where you've got a gematria as an asmachta. I'll come back to that though in my conclusion as to this idea of 100 and why we have it. Sorry, did you say something?
No, I was going to say that. I don't know if you know, said there's another
classic
after.
It's,
that almost is twice or something, and that's
added to one. Oh, right. Thanks. Yes. You're making up to the 100.
Yeah.
Now, some will say, "Oh, well, I don't have to worry so much about the 100 brachas because I'm going to say amen to brachas." And when I say Amein, Amein is counted like a bracha itself. Now, although that's true academically, the poskim try to steer away from that when it comes to the halacha of 100 brachas. And in fact, the Bach writes, and he brings down from the Torah, that one should be careful not to rely on answering Amein as being one of the 100 brachas, because we don't want to play with fire here. You know, if we want to offset the problem that David HaMelech observed of people dying every day, we want to make sure that we're doing the job properly. So let's now look at the Rambam, which you have a handout for, in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Zayin. He does actually do a little calculation for us. It slightly differs to later calculations. The Mishnah Berurah does a calculation as well, the Siman Menvov. But we'll start with the Rambam, because not only does he give us a calculation, but he's also going to give us certain ideas which will help us in our discussion later. At the top of the page, Halacha Yudalud, a person should make 100 brachas night and day. Umahein mea brachas, what are they? So he lists them. Kaf gimel brachas, shemunonim perek zeh. He lists, first of all, he says, the ones that I've listed already, which are really the birchas hashachar. I mean, if we go into proper detail to say what all the brachas are, it'll take a bit of time, and I don't think I'm going to trouble you with all that. But when you start with the morning with the Birchas HaTorah, right, on the Tzera Sedoim, Asher Yotza, Birchas HaTorah, and then Asher Nosam Esech Levino, Asher Nosam Yovich, Asher Yishai, and so on, and you add all those up, and of course you're going to then have your Baruch She'aman, your Yishtabach, and the Brachas before and after Shema, and your Shemona Esra. So he does a Cheshbon here, 23 plus 7 brachas of Kriyas Shema Shel Shacharis Va'arvis, you're going to put your talis on, and then Lovish Tefillin, I'm jumping a few words, that's the sixth line. He only lists one bracha here for the Tefillin. Some poskim list two, like we do customarily say. Shalosh Tefillah Shekhod Tefillah are 18 brachas. There are three Tefillahs of Shemona Esra, Shacharis Mincha Maariv. Shemona Esra means 18, but he says in the next paragraph they're now 19. Shemona Vashesh, that gives you 86. And then he says you're going to eat two meals during the day, and for each meal, you know, you've got, now he says, Shalyam Ba'alayim Ba'alayim Arba Esrei Brachas, he counts that as 14. Now how do you get 14 brachas when you have a meal? Well, Other poskim talk about six per mil, because you've got Amar Tilas Yadayim and Hamotzi at before it, and you've got your four brachas of benching after it, so that's six. But the Rambam, say poskim, he's talking about you're going to drink wine during your meal. Alright, he was Spanish, it's the French custom, but whatever it is, he was talking about wine, and if you're not having wine during the meal, there is a mitzvah, Lavorich Halakos, to drink a cup of wine after the meal. If you do that, you've got to do enough bracha after that, so then you're going to get eight brachas. So he says it's seven for each seudah. Sorry, do you want to come in?
Hi.
And he lists those, Netilas Yadayim and Alam Ozon. And he, as he says there actually, Balayayim Lefono V'la'acharov. Because there actually he's only counting three brachas for your benching, because the fourth bracha was added later on. So if we now go into Halacha Tesvav, Bizman Hazeh nowadays, Shetikmi Brichas Harvi Korosim B'Tefillah, the bracha of Elam Al Shini Mal Tehi Sikva, which we say in the Shemayin Esra was added later, making 19, Osifu HaTova HaMeitiv, which is the fourth bracha of benching, Brichas HaMozem, then you've got five extra brachas, Nimtu Chamesh Brachas Yuseiros. So you're certainly doing all right. That will make you to over, well over 100. It gets you to 105. And for Shabbos Yomim Tovim, and on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you've got a problem. Why? Shatfilah Sheva Brachas. The tefillah of Shabbos is only seven brachas in each Shemon Esra, whereas you've got 19 during the week. So you're not going to manage so many. V'cheinim, lo nischai v'sha'a yomim v'chol ha'brachas ha'ilu. And there are other problems, like, say, on weekdays. G'gen sh'le'oshan kalalaila. If you didn't sleep the whole night, then you can't say the usual brachas. Sorry, the copy is a bit bad here. V'lo hitir chagura, you didn't loosen your belt. Namely, you never really got into pyjamas and set a mapil and got up in the morning and say your brachas shaka. V'lo nichnas the beis hakisei, maybe the fellow didn't go to the toilet. V'chiyotze be'edu tzorek lashon ha'brachas v'na peiros. So you have to make up the deficiency by eating fruit, or doesn't mean specifically fruit, by eating food, snacks, and so on. Ketzad, so he asks for an example. Halachot Tesayin, Ochel Ma'at, again the printing is bad, so I'll tell you what it says. Ochel Ma'at Yerek, if one eats a little bit of a vegetable, or Mavorich Lafonu V'Lachro, and he makes a bracha before it, after it, V'Chose, and afterwards V'Ochel Ma'at Mipriza, and then he eats afterwards from such fruit, Mavorich Lafonu V'Lachro, and so on and so forth, and Shemashlin Me'ol B'Chol Yo. You get your 100 brachas. Well, the actual calculation is that if you go through all your brachas, the problem is if you're Nusach Ashkenaz or Nusach Sfard, or if you're an Israeli, like in Maariv we say Yiru Einenu in Maariv, which is an extra bracha which the Israelis don't have, or the Nusach Sfard don't all have. We say in our davening Makadish Shimcha Barabim as a bracha, the Nusach Sfar don't say it as a bracha. So you get a slight variation in the calculation between the different traditions. But you, whichever ones you use, you get a minimum of 89 for all your brachas of davening. And so then, if you're going to add to that your tzitzis and your tefillin, and you've got your seudah, for your seudah then, if you say two meals and six for each meal, okay, you might not wash for Motsi during the week, but you're still then going to have an Adom and a Shahakal and a Bar Piyawait, probably. So, in some ways, you'll make it up. But if you say 12 for your meals, 12 plus your 89 makes 101. Right? So, together with your tzitzis filling, you're probably going to make 105, 106, 107. The problem is then, Shabbos and Yom Tov, Tarnis, and so on. Shabbos, your total from your davening is 80 brachas, on the minimum calculation. Whichever nusach you daven, so you need another 20 brachas from your meals and your snacks and so on. Now the poskim say, and this is written in the Shulchan Aruch in the Torah, that you can listen to the brachas where people are called up to the Sefer Torah and the Haftorah. So although there is some sort of frown on just relying on Omein, since you yourself have the chiyuv of hearing those brachas when people are called up to the Sefer Torah, it is as if you are making those brachas. So on Shabbos you're calling up seven people, and each of them says two brachas, that's 14. And then you've got the Haftarah as well, one at the beginning and four afterwards, that's another five. Okay, so you've got 19 brachas there, which already makes up virtually your deficiency of 20. Right? The Mishnah Berurah does say in Siman Vav that if in emergency you cannot make up your number, B'shas Hadachak, He says, you're going to listen to the repetition of the Shemir Nesra, and you're going to answer Amen, and you're going to have the Kavanah. He says, okay, you can count that in. But it seems quite clear, and it's mashma from the Rambam, that the takona of 100 brachas is on set specific brachas, and then you're not repeating them the whole time. Because the fact that he sets out all these brachas in detail, rather than just saying, oh well, you're davening and you're eating, but he goes through each one, implies that you can't simply rely on saying Shehakol 10 times over. That's the implication of the Rambam. And there are one or two commentaries who make a note of that. Yeah, that's correct. So although you could fulfill your duty of 100 brachas with any bracha that you say, the fact is, the way the Rambam writes, it implies that you have to have different brachas to make up the 100. There has to be a variety. So that chachila, it's a mitzvah to make on 100 different things. Because what you're doing is you're blessing Hashem 100 different times on different aspects. So alright, you could say, that a meal twice is a repetition. But it's normal to eat one meal in the evening and one meal in the morning or in the day. And you've got Shachris Mincha Maariv, which was set takonos from Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. So they're all regarded as separate mitzvahs of Shachris Mincha Maariv, even though they are the same brachas. So that is the little chachila, if possible. And so the Sefer HaPardes, which is said to be written by Rashi, he actually points this out, that the Tanoim HaMoraim came along and they gave us these brachas, and he lists them as well. He gives a cheshbon and shows that it's not simply enough to rely on another Adom or another Shehakol, but to try and make it up that way on all different things. The Kolbo writes in Simon Ches, referring to the Rambam in his style, and he asks, you know, what's the big deal of listing all the 100? Because if you're short, you can just make it up with some snacks of food or fruit or vegetables. And he says, well, that's why he regards Maariv as part of the calculation. Even though Maariv is regarded as a kind of rishus, for purposes of the 100 brachas, it's a chovah, it's a duty. Now, as far as Shabbos and Yom Tov are concerned, the Shibbolei Aleket says that the reason why Chazal were masakin that we say Ein Kelokeinu on Shabbos and Yom Tov is because that paragraph embodies a number of brachas. Each phrase, Ein Kelokeinu, Ein Kadonenu, Ein Kamalkeinu, Ein Kamoshenu, that is four brachas. And then Mi Chelokeinu, Mi Chadonenu, Mi Chamalkeinu, Mi Chamoshenu is another four brachas. No Delamalkeinu, Lo Deladonenu, No Demalkeinu, Lo Demoshenu is another four brachas. So that makes 12 brachas, which are counted like brachas. And according to the Kolbo, the paragraph contains 20 kinds of brachas, which is a useful thing for Shabbos and Yom Tov.
Now, there are a number of practical questions which arise from saying 100 brachas a day. First of all, the obvious question is, does it apply to women? Because if it's happening every day, all the time, then maybe it's not a mitzvah sasachas mangaroma, and therefore women are chayim. On this, the question is asked by the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Vosne, Chelek Hesem and Kaf Gimel. He says women cannot be liable for saying 100 brachas a day because they're not liable to say the brachas and the tefillahs as we say them. Women have a duty of tefillah every day, but they don't have such a duty of a set text every day. Okay, there's a machlokas between poskim, how much they should do, and the Rambam talks about them doing two tefillahs a day, shachris and mincha. But whatever it is, they can't be expected to say their 100 brachas because they don't have the same nusach tefillah as the men do. Another very interesting and practical question is, from when do we count the 100 brachas? Do we start the evening before when it gets night and count 24 hours from there? Or do we start in the morning? Now you might say, well, what's the difference? You know, 24 hour period, full stop. But there is a practical difference, and the problem is this. If Shabbos has less brachos than the weekday, and you're saying that the calculation starts in the morning and finishes at night, then you've got to realize that your Friday calculation is dependent on Shabbos, which has a Maariv in the evening of only 7 brachos in the Shmona Esra. And then you could say, but the benefit is that Shabbos, if you're short of brachos, you've got in the evening the Shmona Esra, which has extra, and you've got your Havdalah, and therefore it makes a difference to the calculation. Because if you calculate Shabbos then from the time Shabbos comes in till the time Shabbos goes out, then you've really got problems because you've got Shmuel and Shmona Esrei all the way through. So there is some deliberation about this, coming first from the Sefer Isim, who brings down two opinions. But if you look at the Lashon of the Rambam, which you have in front of you, it seems that he's implying that you start counting from the time you get up in the morning. Because if you look at the third or fourth line, he says, Sheva brachos shel kriya shema shel shachris va'arvis. You have the seven brachos before Shema in the morning, and then again in the evening. So the direct implication from the Rambam is that you start counting from the morning, and you finish counting at the night time. Which means that according to the Rambam, you're starting in the day, and you're carrying on with night. Now I know that in Halacha, we start with a night and carry on into the morning. But it's not like that with everything. In Kodshim, with Korbanos, you start in the morning and you carry on through the night. We also know that before Matan Torah there was the union of starting in the day and carrying on the night. But that's a subject for another discussion. But I can complicate the question further for you. Because if you daven Maariv early on Friday evening, maybe your Maariv doesn't belong to Shabbos at all, but belongs to Friday, if you're davening before Shabbos comes in properly at night. Or do we say no? By the mere fact that you're davening Maariv early because you're allowed to daven Maariv after Plag HaMincha, maybe that the day starts from Plag HaMincha, an hour and a quarter seasonal hours before night. And then they got another problem which ties to that, because on Motzei Shabbos you're going to say your Maariv after nightfall. And if you say your Maariv after nightfall, and you're going to associate that to the Sunday, then you've got real problems. Because if you say that the Maariv of Friday evening is shayach to Friday, because you're davening early when it's still daylight, and that your Maariv at the end of Shabbos you're leaving to Sunday, that really leaves a big deficiency for Shabbos. So how do you cope? This question is asked by the Shalos Shuvos of the Betzel HaChochmah. That's Rav Betzalel Stern, who in his Chelek Hei, he goes into this in some detail. He brings down, first of all, a number of poskim who discuss, do we start in the day or do we start at night? In fact, the Lavush also says, it's mashma from the Lavush, that you start from the morning. Because he says the words, me'eis sheyis oreh odom, mishnoso baboker, from the time that a person wakes up in the morning, ad sheyachzev yishkav ba'loilo, until he lies down at night, v'yavorech ha'mapil chavesheino. And he says, when all the time he says, on Mapple, you've got 100. So it's implied from him that you start in the morning and end in the evening. And there is a Sefer Taras Chaim on Arach Chaim, which talks about the Kodshim, Shehalayla Holech Achayom, the day is followed by the night. And Avram started in the morning with Shachris, then you came Yitzchak with Milch, and then came Yaakov Mar. The question, therefore, does get quite complicated. We don't talk about Tashlumim in this subject like we do with Shemona Esra. No. And it seems also that if you manage 70 brachas instead of 60 brachas, it's not regarded as though you are anywhere nearer to your goal of 100. The mitzvah is 100 brachas. So there are practical difficulties, and we'll come to Yom Kippur in a moment. But the deliberations of Rav Betzalel Stern in his Shalos HaTshuvos, Betzel HaChochmah, is that we should rely on the fact that your Leil Shabbos, your Friday evening, your davening after Plag, we associate Plag HaMincha to the following day. There is a problem with that, because if you haven't yet counted Sefirah Sa'omer, you've davened your Maariv, and you come home and it's still daylight, and you realize you didn't count Sefirah for the Friday, you can still count. Or a woman can still do Bedikah for Taras Amish Bocha because it's still daylight. So he does recognize problems with this if you got your Shemona Esra early. But his conclusion is that he, Bedieved, accepts that you can associate it to that. He brings Rias to show that, according to most Poskim, the calculation is from evening till evening. That you will start at the beginning from the night and work your way through until, say, Motzei Shabbos. And that will make it much easier with your calculation. Despite the fact that there are a number of Rishonim who seem to indicate, as I've already said, that the day starts in the morning. There's the Shigoli HaLeket, Davud Ram actually writes, as he brings into the Beis Yosef in the Magen Avraham, that the problems of Shabbos and the Shemoneh Esra, Aris, Shachris, Mincha, is that it's starting the night before. And the Yaivatz, the Siddur of Rav Yaakov Emden, in his Siddur after Tfilas Maariv, he does a little cheshbon on the 100 brachas, and he there says that your calculation starts from Maariv. But the Betzel HaChochmo then analyzes that, as I've said, Simon Kufnun, hey, if anyone needs the reference, where he does quite a long deliberation. The big question is also Yom Kippur, because if you do a cheshbon on Yom Kippur, you're not going to manage more than 65 brachas. Well, Yom Kippur, your Shemona Esras are shorter, but you've got the Musaf and you've got the Ne'ilah. You do have to rely on listening to the brachas for when you're called up, and you have Kriyas HaTorah for Mincha as well as for Shacharis. And if you rely on those, you just about make 100 or 101. Which time have we got? Now, another question just before we finish is, what if you're coming to the end of your day and you realise for some reason you're not going to manage your 100? Are you allowed to make a bracha she'ein of tzricha? A bracha which isn't really necessary. Now, the Magen Avraham says that really you shouldn't. You should never make a bracha she'ein of tzricha. A bracha which is not necessary, you don't make. You don't waste brachas. But the opinions which come out from various places are not so simple. If you come back to our Rambam, which you have a handout for, and look at Halacha Tes Zayin, he says, Ketzad, how do we put this into practice? Ochel ma'at yerek, u'mavarech lefonav u'lachrov. You eat a little bit of a vegetable, because he said just beforehand that if you're not going to manage, and for some reason you're not going to the toilet the whole day, etc., then you can make up your 100 brachas by peiros, by eating foods. So he says you have a little bit of a vegetable, u'mavarech lefonav u'lachrov, you bench before it and after it, v'chozeh, and then come back, v'ochel ma'at, and eat a little bit, mi'prizeh. So there's a lot of interesting hints going on here. Because the implication of what the Rambam says is you eat a little bit of a food, make the bracha before and after it, and then come back and then eat a little bit of the same food, and make another bracha again. Which is, in fact, a bracha she'ein of tzricha. Because you don't normally eat a little bit, make a bracha before and after it, go away, come back, and then eat a little bit again. That is a bracha she'ein of tzricha. You eat what you have to eat, v'gamanu, and that's enough. Exactly. You know you're going to eat afterwards, and the way the Rambam writes, you know that you're going to eat more afterwards, and that's implied by the word yochel ma'at, he will eat a little bit. You don't normally do that. So it's quite clear from the Rambam that in his view, he is going against the halacha of bracha she'ein of tzricha in order to maintain the din of 100 brachas a day. It's a remarkable thing. Yochel ma'at. Pardon? Well, the view of the Magen Avraham and others is that, if you look again at the Rambam, he says the word Ketzel Ochel Ma'at Yerek, which is a vegetable, and Mavarech Lefonov Lacharov, because of Ochel Ma'at Mipri Zeh. The Pri implies Berpi O'et. Yerek implies Berpi Adoma. So really, you're eating different foods. But, he says Mipri Zeh, which might say, well, that's the same vegetable which you were eating before. So the debate continues. But whatever it is, the tune which does come from the Rambam does seem to indicate that you are eating just a little bit now and having a little bit later. It's also interesting to note that the Rambam does not rely on what some poskim refer to as having basolim. Why don't you just pick up some spices and smell those? Anyway, the Mekeles HaMishnah writes on the Rambam that when he says Mipriza, Ein Kavanosa La'osa HaYerek, Elo L'Priyache, his intention is not talking about the same vegetable on which you said Berpi Adomo, Elo Priyache, but it's Berpi Oet, Shai Shina Rambam Miprila Yerek, he has changed from one to another. But it is difficult, and it's Tzarech Iyun, according to the Gersa that we have from the Rambam, you are allowed to cause a Brocha She'ein HaTzricha, that you are eating a little bit and coming back and eating something else. However, as we said, the Magen Avraham is not happy about this.
And he brings down from the Shlok, Shabbos Shabbos Mutzeligram Brachas Kadila Hashlimer Brachas. You are allowed to cause other brachas, but he is a bit unsettled with this. What comes out from the Shlok, however, is that because that mitzvah is for the Etzel HaBracha, it's not called a bracha Sheinot Tzricha. The fact that you wanted to make a bracha, and you wanted to make a bracha for the 100th calculation, then it's not automatically a bracha Sheinot Tzricha. It is a bracha which is Tzricha. Because by means of saying that bracha, you'll be mekayim the mitzvah of saying 100 brachas. But Magen Avraham is not happy with the Shlok, and he says you shouldn't make a bracha Sheinot Tzricha, and the Mishnah Berurah does in fact bring that down, quoting that Magen Avraham. And the Magen Avraham does say that you can ask that not all the fruits which are going to be served should be served in one go, so you only bring up to the table certain fruits. And later on you can bring out other fruits, say after benching or whatever it is. But even that, there are those who say, better not, because it might be a bracha Sheinot Tzricha. So that is the view of the poskim. So the preference is the chatchil and the dievet. If we can manage according to the way the Rambam set it out, fine. If you can't, then you've got a fallback situation. But in conclusion, just to say one or two ideas then on saying brachas, the word bracha comes from the root beis reish chaf. Beis is the gematria of two. Reish is 200, stemming from the number 2. Chaf is 20, stemming from the number 2. The whole concept of saying a bracha is that it's based on the number 2. What's the significance of the number 2? Because when I make a bracha to Hashem and I bless Hashem, Hashem doesn't really need my bracha. Hashem can manage perfectly well without me. The reason why I'm making a bracha for Hashem is to be mashpia on myself. So that when I put something in Hashem's direction, it should boomerang back on myself, be mashpia on me to have better avos Hashem and better yiras shemayim. So it's a two-way system. When you make brach, it's a two-way system, going one way and then coming back another way. So we asked originally the question as to why 100 or 101, we spoke about 98. What's the idea of this 100 or 101? It occurs that there is somewhere else where we got this number, and that is when you learn a Gemara on anything, you should learn it says 101 times. Now why do you have to learn something 101 times in order to remember it? Okay, in order to remember it, but why 101? So I heard the explanation that the gematria of shochach, to forget, is 328, and the gematria of zochar, to remember, is 227. So if you subtract one from the other, what is the difference between remembering and forgetting? 101. So if you learn something 101 times, that will make sure you remember it. And the whole purpose of saying the 100 brachas a day is kedei liyiras Hashem, in order to fear Hashem and to remember Hashem. In all your travels and whatever you're doing in your daily routine, you should always be thinking about Hashem and what He requires of you. Mo Hashem elokecha shoel meimoch. What does Hashem want of me? And if I'm going to make this 100 brachas, I'm going to remember. It's going to trigger my memory at all times that I'm supposed to be serving Hashem and fearing Him. Hence the number, hence this calculation. And that is why we find here an interesting article which is brought down, not just recently, but certainly from as far back as David HaMelech, if not from Moshe Rabbeinu. Thank you very much.